Huge 3 points. I felt the way they were going to score was through a set play and or a long throw or something like that, because even though we weren't good in the first half, we still had control of the ball and dominated possession without creating much at all, and we looked like we should have had a penalty that wasn't given. So we regrouped and changed things around slightly at half time, and I think for our second half performance alone we've deserved the win.
The changes made the difference too.
Aye, we needed, they matched up with our back three and cancelled us out, so we needed to be more creative and come up with something, and went to a back four more width in our play, and all four substitutions had a crucial impact on the outcome of the game.
You like these last minute goals?
Aye, it's really important for any team. It's really important, and I'm not surprised who scored the last minute goal either, because he's not prolific, but when he scores they're normally huge goals, and he's an absolute team player, selfless and puts the team before himself, and just a brilliant fellow all round. But I thought Patrick McIlhenny for 90 minutes was the best player on the pitch. We weren't brilliant in the first half, but he was the one that stuck at it and dragged us into good areas, and I thought he was exceptional, and his leadership quality shone through.
That's what I was about to say, the leadership, you can see him chatting the players, getting them going, driving them, and that's, you know, obviously if there's talk of going toe, possibly leaving, he's your man to lead you on.
Well, he's a leader, and as I was saying to people, he wasn't a natural leader, he's developed it over the years, and that came through winning, and knowing how to win, and growing in confidence, and he's a man, he's a proper man, and people see this lovely footballer, two-footed and great balance and power and all that sort of stuff, but he's a proper leader and a proper man, and that's why we brought him here. He's played 90 minutes in a row now, and he's getting himself going, and we're delighted with him.
Is it a kiss now, the break? He's played 60-90, probably looking for a break, but you know, is it sort of coming at a bad time, just trying to keep the momentum going?
Listen, some people need the next sort of fortnight to get work into them. Saru Diallo will benefit from it. We might get a friendly next weekend, we'll see. But it's important that we remain focused. I'm giving them a couple of days off, because the last sort of 11 days has been extremely tough, mentally and physically, so they're getting a few days off. They get away from it and come back refreshed and ready to go after the next few games.
And finally, Owen Toole, obviously, and Michael Duffy wasn't involved today too. What's the situation with both of them?
Michael came on the other night and put up a very minor hip flexor strain, and it didn't make sense for us to risk him. And you can find that when people come back from long-term injuries, they can pick up wee niggles, and that's what's happened. But he'll be fine. And Owen, I think there's nothing confirmed as of yet, but we'll see over the next day or two.